Senate will come to order. Members.
What are you doing now?
Senators may indicate their presence by voting.
Present, Senator Rader is excused.
Prayer by the chaplain.
Father Dale Carl.
Let us pray. Listening to the warming up exercises going on in the mule and elephant quarters as the national political primaries come closer, it reminds us of the small pretensions, the little vanities, the fronts which we maintain to defend ourselves and have a good image. As long as this doesn't hurt people, Lord, grant us the grace to grow into the best we pretend to be. And one day we will know, as Jack Benny already does, that in heaven or in that other place, everyone is 39. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 24th legislative day and Senate supplement number 5.
Senator Curtillo.
President, I'm asking unanimous consent.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal. Without objection. Introduction of guests. Senator Curtillo.
President, today we have a number of great speakers to last in the gallery. My great pleasure to introduce Mr. Selmer Lawrence, chairman of the Old Timers Group here. He's over on the other side.
Okay, sir.
I'll introduce the other people, Mr. William Peters, the vice chairman. Vera Siders, the recording secretary. Carol Young from Ketchikan. Catherine Fiala. Wester Bragg from Constantine. Former Governor Lena Hendrickson. Doris Southall. Eddie Warren, P9. Representative Val Widmark. Mr. Bill Wiggins, Representative Wiggins. And another old friend is Rose Palmquist here. Director at David Cotton.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I think that our majority leader, at least Mrs. Bob Grant and Mr. Bob Grant.
Apologies, that was the list that was given.
Further introductions? Messages from the governor?
We have no messages from the governor today.
Messages from the other House.
The House has passed House Concurrent Resolution Number 81 by Representative Rudd relating to designating February 8 through 14, 1976 as Negro History Week.
Rules.
I have no further messages from the House.
Communications.
I have none.
Reports of standing committees.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee said Senate Bill 570, holding a municipal office under consideration, and two members of the committee recommend it do pass with an amendment. Report was signed by Senator Rohde, chairman, and concurred in by Senator Willis. Senator Orsini had no recommendation. 570 has no further referrals.
Ruled.
The Finance Committee has had committee sub for House Bill 213. University of Alaska under consideration, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Senator Ray, chairman, and concurred in by Senators Chance, Ferguson, Sackett, and Poland. Senator Butrovich had no recommendation. Committee sub for House Bill 213 has no further referrals.
Rules.
The Finance Committee has had committee sub for Senate Bill 186, taxable property under oil and gas pipeline transportation tax, under consideration, and a majority of the committee reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Sackett, Poland. Senator Chance signed do pass. Senator Ferguson signed do not pass. Committee sub for Senate Bill 186 has no further referral.
Senator Poland. Senator Poland moves and asks unanimous consent the bill be referred to the Resources Committee for 1 week without objection. 186 will be referred to the Resources Committee. Further committee report?
I have none.
Reports of special committee?
I have no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 71 by Senator Miller relating to proposed increases in student fees at the University of Alaska.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
I have no further resolutions.
Introduction of Senate Bill.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 567 by the Rules Committee by request to the Legislative Council Subcommittee on Taxation and Revenue, entitled An Act Concerning the Oil and Gas Properties Production Tax and Providing for an Effective Date.
Resources, Finance.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 600 by Senator Croft, entitled An Act Providing for an Optional State Motor Vehicle Registration Tax in lieu of local ad valorem taxes on motor vehicles and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 602 by Senators Huber, Croft, Kurtula, and Ray, entitled An Act Relating to Parking Facilities.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Senate Bill Number 603 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, entitled An Act Establishing the Talkeetna Mountains State Park.
Resources.
Senate Bill Number 604 by Senator Ray, entitled An Act Relating to the Presence of Intoxicated Persons in Taverns.
Health, Education, and Social Services. Senator Ray. Senator Stanzies. There were additional sponsors on Senate Bill 604. Secretary will read the names of the sponsors.
The bill was sponsored by Senator Ray, Senators Coletta, Huber, Kurtula, Meland, and Tillian.
Further introduction of Senate bills?
I have no further bills for introduction.
Senator Kurtula. Without objection, you have the floor.
Mr. President, it's oftentimes happened that people come in, we miss some of them. And it just brought to my attention a couple of other old timers here, and I'm sure there are some others also. Senator Ray that brought my attention, and Billy Biggs and Eddie Tillian are here. I hope they'll stand up. Apologies if we've missed
them
the other
old timers. Senator Poland? Objection, Mr. Poland.
I would like to introduce to the body today a constituent of mine from Onalaska, the city manager out there, Jess Ferguson.
Come to order, Senator Kurtula. I'm sorry. Further introduction? Senator Ray?
President, I would like to have you reconsider.
I have before us in third reading Senate Bill 491.
Senate Bill Number 491 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, entitled An Act Relating to State Aid to School Districts Affected by State Activities and Providing for an Effective Date.
Discussion, Senator Miller.
President, yesterday I voted against this legislation. The reason I did so, the state of the report, was because it seemed to penalize the two larger school districts in the state, the two districts that paid the most per child to educate them, and yet we see the least per capita in state aid. Nevertheless, on reflection, after going through the problem, there's no question that there is a double payment. I mean, probably is subject to some kind of taxpayer food anyway. And for that reason, I'm changing my vote today to yes, pass the legislation. However, I, for my own part, the Public School Foundation program coming to board that this body intend to try to amend that upward to where it's truly respective of a 93% state level of state assistance. To those 2 million districts rather than 65 or 70%, which it is now in reality. So while I'm voting today to correct an inequity that's in the law, I'm hopeful that when the Public School Foundation program comes before this body later this session, this body will make that truly reflective of the 93% level of aid rather than mere state as it is now.
Further discussions? Senator Orsini? Senator Sanity. Senate will come to order. Senator Ray?
President. As Chairman of the Finance Committee, I did not want to make any substantive changes to the agenda bill because I've often heard them remark that any substitute that was passed has no bearing to their child if the person conceived. And as such, the Finance Committee did not make any changes at all in the law that's being down. It's been brought out that there are possibly inherent problems with the bill. And I do think that the governor did not really intend to plug this loophole and yet not fund the mini PLA 74 at 100%. There's only plenty of about 82%. I think that maybe if he wants to do these things, then we should perhaps take this bill back to the Finance Committee, and even at the risk of this causing some displeasure to the administration, that work it over and come out with a committee substitute. So I would move and ask unanimous consent this time to send a bill that won anyone back to the
Senator Ray moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 491 be returned to the Finance Committee without objection. Bill 491 is referred to the Finance Committee. We have before us in second reading Senate Bill 578.
Senate Bill number 578 by the Finance Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Fiscal Notes. The Finance Committee has had this under consideration and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Chance, and Poland.
Senator Cortillo.
President, that the same amendment to the National Senate Bill 78,
Senator Chance, there's a committee substitute.
There's a committee substitute.
Without objection, Senator Cortillo withdraws his motion. Somebody care to move the adoption of the committee substitute? Senator Chance. Senator Chance moves and asks unanimous consent for the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute. Is there objection? Without objection.
Finance Committee substitutes adopted.
Secretary will read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 578 by the Finance Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Fiscal Notes.
Senator, are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Cortillo.
President, I wish to replace the motion. We will ask unanimous consent to the Senate Bill 578, considering growth advance for the inflation contract.
Senator Cortillo moves and asks unanimous consent that substitute for Senate Bill 578 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passing. Without objection.
I have before us in third reading Senate Bill 578.
Committee sub for Senate Bill 578, entitled An Act Relating to Fiscal Notes.
Through discussion. Ready to vote. Senator Chance.
Just a brief explanation that the Finance Committee has been having some difficulty getting fiscal notes on administration bills, and all this to do would be required that fiscal notes be attached to it for the
Senate. Senator Huber.
Mr. President, I just have one question about the bill, possibly the Finance Chairman or someone else. Would the bill, as the committee substitute has prevented, if it affected, say, the Department of Public Works, say, the ferry system, if they failed to get this across, would this cause a bill by an individual legislator to stay in rooms and not there because the administration didn't get the bill out?
Senator Ray?
This does not, President, this does not pertain to any difference. It doesn't change the existing law except as those bills are presented by the government.
Further discussions? Ready to vote? Question is, shall Senate Bill 578 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 nays, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 578. Have before us in second reading, House Bill 242.
House Bill number 242, amended by Representatives Parker, Anderson, Bowman, Bradley, Bradner, Brown, Buchholz, Cotton, Duncan, Eliason, Greening, Guy, Kelly, McKinnon, Malone, Miller, Naughton, Osterbach, Parr, Sullivan, and Swanson, entitled An Act Relating to the Rights of State Employees and Providing for an Effective Date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Miller and Huber. Senators Coletta and Meeland had no recommendation. I have an amendment, number one, by Senator Miller. Page 1, line 19, insert the following and renumber remaining section accordingly. Section 3, AS 3926, is amended by adding a new section to read, Section 3926030, Exemption from Public Employment Relations Act. No employee of the state may be required to join a collective bargaining unit or to pay dues, fees, or assessments in lieu of membership in a collective bargaining unit if the employee has bona fide religious convictions against so doing based on the tenets or teachings of a church or religious body of which the employee is a member. An employee electing not to belong to a collective bargaining unit or to pay dues, fees, or assessments in lieu of membership in a collective bargaining unit is not entitled to share in wage increases or other benefits successfully bargained by the collective bargaining unit unless those increases or benefits are otherwise provided by law.
Senator Miller? Senator Miller moves the adoption of Amendment Number 1. You have the floor. Senator stand at ease.
Mr. President, we're asking the Senate to recess the call here on purposes of the public.
Senator Katula moves and asks unanimous consent. The Senate stand in recess the college chair for the purpose of party caucus. Without objection, Senate's in recess.
Senator Katula. Mr. President, I propose to the new chairman of the State Affairs Committee that he had an opportunity to pick up this separate measure. Mr. President, he feels it's tantamount to pulling the open committee. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that this bill. Any amendment
sent to the rules committee. Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 242 be returned to the rules committee. Senator Orsini objects. Senator Miller, you have the floor.
Mr. President, just for the record, I wish to establish the fact that I don't feel that this point bill from the rules committee. You'll notice it was offered from the State Secretary of Office last year when this bill was on the floor for consideration, and immediately after the amendment was offered, the bill was the first priority. So we've already gone that long. The amendment, I think, is self-explanatory. The issue has been around now, ever since we've had collective bargaining. I think this is the appropriate time to propose this one way or the other. In any event, it most certainly is not an effort to pull the open committee, because I think the former chairman of the committee will have cast on several occasions, I, as well as other members of the State Affairs Committee at that time, here before this amendment from office last year, attempted to get the bill from committee. This is a timeline effort, tradition, Mr. President, of bringing ideas, bills to the floor for take consideration of the entire body, and all of us, all the time, or whether it's you, this vehicle, and certainly no front and to now chairman of the state affairs committee. I just feel the issue is important to spin around. I can always understand it, but I decided to stay one way or the other.
Member Ray. Senator Tillian?
Having been a chairman, too, I don't know that I've ever had anybody bring a bill up I didn't want brought up. So that's so much hard. What we are talking about here today is the fact that there are some people with deep religious convictions that are being abused. They can play funny games and send her back if you want. But what you're really doing is voting to deny them their own religious charge. Just have a roll call vote.
Senator Ray.
I personally think it's actually last remark. I think that my colleague Howard Goldberg, whoever, really doesn't mean what he's saying. He's trying to make a good knowledge, personal knowledge. And I think they could say I'm not too because the bill is there. There is a bill. Just exactly like this amendment. It is. It's being considered and it's going to be bad. I don't know how he ran his committee. Perhaps that's why he's no longer a committee chairman. But there are ways, even more moves, to do these things better. That's the way I think Senator Miller should do it.
Senator Miller?
Mr. President, that's exactly the way I am. And as you recall, I'm sure when I was chairman of the majority party, in fact, chairman of the committee, I joined you and others to make the collective bargaining act possible by amendment. And some of those who are now in the majority certainly are trying to think of enacting it into law that way then. So we're not doing anything that isn't proper. It's the parliamentary vehicle that's available to any member, and it's a perfect way to decide right now where issues and you're taking public mention.
Further discussion? Need to vote? There'll be a roll call vote. The question is, shall House Bill 242 be returned to the Rules Committee? Members may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
Shows 11 yeas, 8 nays, 1 excused.
So House Bill 242 has been returned to the Rules Committee. That concludes the daily calendar. Brings us down to unfinished business. Special orders. Announcements. Senator Cotulla.
Mr. President, I can announce under Rule 45, no bill or resolution other than sponsored by a standing committee may be introduced after the 35th day of the second regular session of the legislature. And in the interest of brevity, in the interest of trying to keep this session down, it's the leadership's policy to impose that particular rule and not to ask for an extension. That means that should have your bills in by February 7th so it can be drafted for introduction by the appropriate day. The director of Legislative Affairs Agency tells me you need that amount of time. I suggest that a person might well wish to introduce into the process a proposed bill later than the date of February 7th and would have a right to it. He says he doesn't think there's any way they can get it drafted and resolute, and the regulation calls for introduction by the 35th day. So I advise everybody that under any circumstances possible to an individual bill and just have it in by the 7th of February. Of course, the committee process is still available in which committee bills can be introduced. I presume most committee chairmen were introduced out of courtesy or sometime after that individual bill that no longer bears the author's name. Labor Management Committee, Thursday, February 5th. I do not have the time meeting.
Senator Willis.
President, that'll be 9 a.m. Senate Judiciary meets 1:30 on Thursday. Senate Commerce today is 2:30 and continuation of making well practice. Senate Hess will be 1:30 today. I presume there are other announcements.
Senator Pella.
Mr. President, Senate Resources will meet at 1:30 today to hear a briefing by Commissioner Guy Martin on the Cook Inlet Land Exchange.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, the Finance Committee Subcommittee this afternoon on natural resources. And I forget the other one. I'm sorry, but I put that on the board. The whole committee meets tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. If I might just add to the chair to the majority leader. Thank you very much for the opportunity he gave me yesterday afternoon. And anybody else who was interested in, I would ask everybody who was interested in Department of Transportation. It was a very, very education testimony that was given in the committee. In fact, I'm sure it's worthwhile for everybody.
Further announcements? Senator Petula.
So as a long-standing chairman, I did find that was the most confusing testimony we've ever had. And really, that problem will contain it for the following hearings when we get back to DOT. Mr. President, if there's no further action coming before this body, I would announce that the Democratic Caucus is on adjournment. I move and ask unanimous consent to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Senator Petula moves and asks unanimous consent. The Senate's been in adjournment until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Without objection.